what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight.
That is the great B.J. Thomas, who unfortunately we lost this week. The whole world, all of the music industry, everybody that appreciated his talent is in mourning. And as you can hear by this song, this five-time Grammy winner was no one-hit wonder. It was about a lot more than raindrops when it came to and comes to B.J. Thomas. That is one of the many subjects that we are going to delve into with the lovely and talented and somebody that I don't think gets enough credit for just how nice a voice she has, the one and only...
This is the 77 WABC Entertainment Report, sponsored by Quote Cowboy. Now, here's Lauren Conlon.
Lauren Conlon, here she is.
Hi, Frank. And I just want to tell you that you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. Not that you're old enough, but you could be. So call 844-753-SAVE. That's 844-753-SAVE.
That is good advice. We have a lot of people in our audience that are on Medicare, and who needs them missing out on stuff? Now, I want to ask you about the Friends reunion. I want to talk to you a little bit about Ellen, passing the baton as the queen of daytime television. However, there is one controversy that I want you to address that came up a little bit on this show Friday morning, and it's when I received a call from a gentleman named Joe.
Okay, now the last most important question I have, all right? Now, you might not have an answer because it might not have happened on your show, but I'm quite positive it did. Now, Lauren Conlon, I think it was, who said that in a conversation with you, right, mentioned that Bill O'Reilly comes across as narcissistic and arrogant, right? Thus also refusing to take calls on his show, right? Was that on your show that somebody asked you? I think it might have been Lauren Conlon.
I don't remember, actually. Christian, do you remember that?
A month ago.
A month ago. I can't remember. So your question
Barely remember 2 days ago.
Yeah. Your question is, did Lauren make those comments on this show? Is that your question?
A month ago, right, on your show?
I don't know, honestly, Joe. Christian, send Joe's question to... Well, send Lauren the audio of Joe's question, and we'll get an answer for Joe in the future.
And here you are. This is the future. It's not the present. Inquiring minds want to know, did you call Bill O'Reilly out for his narcissism?
I did not. I did no such thing. I find that to be, I guess... funny coincidence that he thought it was me, but it was not me.
I remember hearing this. Did I say it?
It wouldn't shock me if you said it.
I didn't want to say
that I did.
But
I feel like I heard it, though.
So you're saying that Joe is right. This was Lauren.
No,
she's saying she heard it in general.
I see.
Yeah, I'm sitting here saying, was it Juliet? But I don't know. I feel like she also wouldn't, given, you know.
I don't remember. I mean, I feel like I just don't ever address him.
Right, that's true. That's why I don't think
me
it was
either.
You.
What would I have to do with
I
any
don't know.
Of that?
Well,
I don't get that.
Joe heard something.
Yeah.
Joe heard something.
Sorry, Joe. Wasn't me.
I vaguely, I think I know what Joe's talking about. I just don't remember what
Yeah, like Shaggy says, it wasn't me. All right. I'll stop.
All right. You're not caught red voice. Now, you're just back from New Hampshire. That's why I do appreciate you coming in studio. I know
driving. The traffic gods were not super kind to us yesterday.
How was New Hampshire?
It was cold. I spent a lot of the time eating Cheetos in the kitchen, hovered over the sink. I thought it was going to be the start of hot girl summer. Not quite. It was freezing.
Now, what is hot girl summer?
It's just a phrase that's used by females because this last summer, it was quarantine, right?
Well, what did you just do, Gabby? What is
what
your
did Gabby
expectation?
I said hot girl summer.
Thank you. There you go.
I see.
So last year, when it was quarantine, you know, I was eating a loaf of garlic bread with every meal, and I had no worries in the world. It was not really bathing suit season for me. This summer, it is going to be bathing suit season. Okay? It's on.
Now, well, I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you.
We did miss you here in the New York area.
Aw.
Now, are you a Friends fan? Everyone's talking about this Friends reunion. Are you a fan of the show?
Yeah.
Are you a take it or leave it kind of a person?
You know, I'm not a huge fan, but I watched it enough, so I was excited for the Friends reunion. And I don't know. I think people are very mean. I don't think people are very kind. And, you know, I think that I saw this meme and it was like Botox, the reunion. Well, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, what do you want from people? It's like, they aged so beautifully.
They all look good.
But that's the thing. People are just crapping all over them. And I'm like, if I look like half as good as these women look in their 50s, I will be thrilled.
So have you now seen the reunion?
I have seen the reunion, okay. Yes.
Now, this was a review. I want to compare the review, your review, which we're about to hear, okay, to that of my wife, Rachel.
Okay.
But I had low expectations going into this quote-unquote reunion. I had seen photos and descriptions that the six actors were sitting on a couch with James Corden being interviewed. And I hate those couch interviews. I hate those couch reunions where the cast members sit on the couch and the host asks them questions. It's so boring. So I had low expectations going into this. This was so much more. It was so great. I was so excited watching it because I couldn't believe how good it was.
Now, she's a tough critic, and mm-hmm. She was pretty impressed. What was your review?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I don't think maybe I'm as big of a Friends fan as Rachel, and I didn't really have any expectations, to be honest. I was just excited to see all of the actors talk and hang out and be together in real life. And something that I felt so bad about is that, you know, Matthew Perry gets so much flack. And at the beginning, they're all talking about keeping in touch and how they all talk to each other on a regular basis. And Matthew Perry's like, nobody calls me or no one talks to me. And then they just kind of move on and everyone laughs. And I was like, oh, no, he's being serious. Like,
now, it's funny that you mentioned Matthew Perry. He's been the source of a great deal of the controversy because people were saying that he was slurring his words.
I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow. Because she, at one point, looked at it and thought it was a real clock. Very, very sexual.
Yeah.
Now, he does sound pretty slurry there. What's
the
story?
He does. Now, he is sober. He's been to rehab many times. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs anymore. So I really can't explain that. That to me sounds a little bit like a marijuana gummy or a pill of some sort. You don't think so? No? What do you think?
I think he's just done so many drugs that it
you
just
really
fried
do?
His brain.
I actually do think that he's sober. It's funny. I also feel bad for him. I don't know if you saw this a few weeks ago, but he was on some dating app and this girl outed him. And she's in her 20s.
Right.
And to me, I was like, he didn't do anything
wrong. He reached out to another consenting adult
who's on the app.
Right.
Exactly. Which is the point of the whole thing.
Well,
I'm like,
clearly
what?
She just wanted to get publicity for embarrassing him.
I wanted to
him.
Smack her in the face. Now, I realize violence is not the answer, but I am like, leave this guy alone, man. It's like, you're on this app.
He also got in trouble for wearing a t-shirt that said, could I be any more vaccinated?
Now, I mean, can't. People, get over it. Gosh.
Now, I saw that there was some social media firestorm created over Matt LeBlanc as well, calling him an Irish uncle or something.
Well, so
what
he turned into a meme at this point, basically. Uh-huh. Now, he, not to be mean about this, but he definitely aged the poorest, I would say, out of anybody, because he was considered to be the good-looking one. He was the one that was the hot one that got all the girls. And then you see him now, he gained a ton of weight. His face looks like he hit the bottle a little bit too hard. Mm. And he just, I don't know. He wasn't super impressive to me.
He's in his 50s, people.
Yeah, I don't
My
know, though.
God.
He just didn't, he looks like he did not take care of himself. The bloat was real. I felt like Ross looked great. I felt like even Matthew Perry looked great. Or David Schwimmer, sorry. But, you know, I definitely thought that, He was definitely did not age the most gracefully.
Which of the Friends characters, if any, do you find that I'm the most like?
Oh, boy. Probably you're Ross.
Ross. Okay.
I do
I think that's
you.
An insult, but I
no,
don't know. I,
oh
no, I don't
no.
care. I don't care. I'll be Ross.
Oh,
fine.
Frank, no, it isn't. Ross is the sweetest one.
No,
he is the one that pulls the hottest girl,
well,
Rachel.
Fair enough. And Emily, right? Didn't he marry Emily as well?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what has been the reaction to this Friends reunion from other quarters? Aside from my wife, have most fans of the show liked it? Have they not liked
it? Yes, I think that the feedback is positive. I do think if they could do that again, I find James Corden to be highly annoying. So I would maybe pick somebody else that doesn't take so much away from the interview. I don't know. He's a little distracting.
So it sounds like you're giving this maybe a 6.5, 7 on a scale of 1
no,
to 10?
No, I mean, I liked it. Yeah, 7, 8.
Do you find that like the show itself, not the reunion, do you find that the television show Friends has aged well over the last 25 years? Aged poorly? Do you think it holds up?
Yeah, so I don't know the episodes as well as a super fan would. I think that all shows, for the most part, probably don't hold up to today's standards because today's standards are also ridiculous. So I don't know. Or maybe they're not so much ridiculous as much as we are aware of what we're saying and we're aware of how certain things might offend certain people. And back then, you know, that wasn't top of mind.
Talking with Lauren Conlon, she is WABC's entertainment correspondent. You can hear her regularly on the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast. Check it out wherever podcasts are available. So just search Red Carpet Rendezvous. A lot of terrific content on there, particularly if you're interested in entertainment. What are you doing this week on the podcast?
So I have actor Gregory Zarian on this week. He's from Westworld, and he's in a new movie that's available on video on demand called 86 Melrose Ave. So Gregory is, I did not know what to expect from him. He appears to be very buttoned up. He was so fun and so crazy that we have an amazing conversation.
Really?
I mean, I couldn't figure out if, you know, this is not super important, but if he was married, if he was gay or straight. So it wasn't anywhere. So I'm literally talking to him and I figure out he has a husband. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize you were gay. And he's like, I'm not gay. I was like, oh. Okay, what are you? You know, I'm confused. And he's like, I love who I love. My relationship before this was a woman. So, you know, now I'm married to a man because that's just who I love.
Well, once you're married to a man, as a man, you're gay or bisexual, I guess.
He says he is just fluid.
Oh,
but then I asked, because I was genuinely interested. I said, well, if you were to bring a girl home, would that be cheating, like, to your husband? Because if my husband brought a guy home, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. I don't care.
Would you?
Like,
would
yeah,
you?
I wouldn't be jealous. If
this,
it was a girl, I'd be more jealous.
This doesn't apply to you, I'm assuming, right? You differ from this one.
Yes.
What? Okay,
got yes.
it. Okay, sorry. Let me take this back.
I would kill my husband if he brought
my husband
if he
is not
going to
bring a guy home.
Home.
He is not going to bring a guy home. I'm just
but
saying.
But it's nice to know that he has that option.
Okay, he doesn't have that option, but I'm just saying if he did, I would not be super jealous. Now, if he brings a hot girl home, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm a little jealous. So when I'm asking Gregory this, he's like, absolutely, it's cheating because for me, it's like I love everybody. So yes, it would be considered cheating.
Well, this is clearly a podcast worth listening to. So this gets posted Wednesday, right?
Yes,
tomorrow?
This is Wednesday.
So be sure to listen, wabcradio.com. You can read a lot of Lauren's work on there and her commentary on there. Ellen has done very well in the daytime talk show world. She's been controversial the last year or so for being a mean boss or allowing other people to be mean on her show. Do we know who's taking over her show at all or who the candidates are?
No, we don't really. But people have been throwing names in the ring. And I want to throw in Tiffany Haddish. I think she would be a fantastic replacement.
She's a comedian, right?
Yes, and she's funny, and obviously she's talented, and I think she could bring the edge to the show that we kind of all need, the change. Mm. Ellen was a little cheesy. I think Tiffany could just bring something different. However, I just think there needs to be a comedian. Somebody funny. Funnier than Ellen. I know Ellen's considered to be a comedian. I just don't think she's funny. But
all right. Well,
that's just me.
She did well for a long time on this show.
You know, because she was this do-gooder. You know, she did good for other people.
I see.
Apparently, except for her staff.
Oh, boy.
Right?
So now that New York is sort of opening up again, people are vaccinated, people can take off their masks. What are you excited about entertainment-wise that's in the area?
Oh, Hot Girl Summer. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding, Frank. So I put together just a really short list of just events in the city and the tri-state area. I'm going to be posting about them soon, but I wanted to just give you a little taste of it. So this Friday, if you go to eventbrite.com, you can see that there are yacht parties. If you go to, Chelsea Piers or Pier 36 downtown, there's a reggae yacht party, a Hot 97 yacht party. They looked so fun where they take off at 7, they bring you back at 10, and it's just a fun booze cruise, and you can dance and party and hang out with your friends. Dave Chappelle is also going to be at Foxwoods on June 25th, and I am proud because I just got my tickets, so I'm super excited to see him do his stand-up. And then there's the Office musical off-Broadway. Oh. So if you want to get ready for theater to come back in the fall, go see the Office musical.
Now, you mentioned last time we spoke that the Tribeca Film Festival is going to be branching out to the other boroughs, or
yes.
Is that happening?
Yes. So that's happening. I mentioned that. It's coming to all 5 boroughs as a drive-in movie theater or sort of like a block party type of movie
and
event.
When does that start?
So that starts the 9th of June.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
So they also just announced the closing film of the film festival, which is on the 19th, and that is going to be open to the public to buy tickets at Radio City Music Hall. So that is is a huge, huge event. Now, they didn't disclose the title of the film, but they did disclose that Dave Chappelle, which is funny, I just brought him up, is producing it. And it's going to be interesting because it's a documentary. And
is he the one that went crazy and disappeared for a while?
Yes. Yeah. Correct. I mean, you remember the Chappelle Show, like Game Blouses.
I never watched it, but famous, I know.
Christian probably knows
it. I know it was popular.
Oh, it was a great show.
Yeah,
it was great. And even I liked it. I don't know why I said even I, if that really makes sense.
You're a tough critic.
Yeah, am I? I don't know. Anyway, so this is going to be an interesting film because it takes place at the very early stages of the pandemic in Ohio. And it kind of, you know, takes you through, I think, a couple kids who really just put themselves out there and rallying and picketing for George Floyd and kind of shows you everything that was going on in middle America.
It's perfect for 2021, I guess.
Yeah. And I think that they just really want to celebrate and celebrate the fact that live entertainment is coming back.
Yeah. No, speaking of live entertainment, we lost one of the greatest entertainers of the 60s and 70s this week, BJ Thomas. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about his contributions to the Southernization of popular music. I know your mom's a Southerner. This must have hit her quite hard.
I mean, I feel really bad. It did not. Oh. I feel awful. I kind of told you this. I was like, Frank really was like, can we talk about BJ Thomas? And I'm like, yeah, we can. He goes, well, I won't get into detail, just how he affected your career and your life. And I'm like, I feel so bad, but he did not affect me at all. Now, I have to tell you, the song that you played, the opener for this segment, I knew that song,
really?
And I liked that song.
He won 5 Grammys.
Yes, I didn't know he sang it, though, Frank. I feel so bad.
Well, so now, okay, the song that everybody knows, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, that was actually an original song for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, one of those examples where the song almost becomes even bigger known, possibly,
than
the film.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you. I agree with you. I feel like this is my bad.
No,
I feel like
well, you like who you like.
No, it's not that I don't like him. He just wasn't on my radar.
Would you say that he was more influenced by Elvis or kind of black R&B singers like Little Richard and Jackie Wilson?
Just listening to his music, I would probably say not Elvis. I would probably say, yeah.
He had a tough time with alcoholism, right?
Who?
BJ Thomas?
I don't know, Frank. You know way more about this guy than I do.
All right. Well, okay. Maybe
literally way more.
Maybe BJ Thomas is not your thing. We also lost another television legend, the one and only Gavin McLeod.
Hello, Mr. Gunn. We haven't met, but I know all about you.
Is that good?
It helps.
You won't be sorry, Favor. None of us will. We're all going to be very rich from this, and we're all going to be very good friends.
$250.
But you said I didn't have to take the lessons.
That's right. You don't have to take the lessons. You just have to pay the bills.
You were right, Harvey. Perfect background.
Well, it's just an ordinary sheriff's office.
Well, it may seem that way to you, but it has a certain right feeling about it.
He's rather autocratic, I understand.
Nonsense. Odd, yes. Scientists, you know, they all are.
Look at that leg. Look. That's a leg that's never been off the ground. I dragged it in back of me for 18 years like a snake's tail. Oh, hallelujah.
I assure you, I know all about you and your camp. I will come right to the point. There is something strange about this camp.
Strange, sir? You see, I have this problem.
Well, Murph, you have a problem. You want to talk about it? You didn't have to bring me a goldfish.
You don't know my problem. For this, I should have brought a whale.
You never know what you're going to get at these cruise shows. Remember last year, we had an engineer who did his imitation of an anchor. How was it? Heavy.
Gavin McLeod, dead at 90. Now, he was certainly a TV icon. What's your reaction to the passing of Gavin McLeod?
I think it's very sad. However, Mary Tyler Moore, that was all before my time. So I just
Well,
didn't...
what about Love Boat? Love Boat wasn't before your time.
Are you serious? Yes, it is. Or was?
Love Boat.
No, I know.
Captain Steuben.
Trust me, I know. It's very sad. He was a great actor. Well,
and also an alcoholic, which some people have accused me of being, and a Christian, which some people have accused you of being.
That is true. I will say, Ed Asner, however, I really like him a lot. So if he were to pass, I would be very sad. Well, I also, yeah. not that I'm not sad about Gavin, but I, you know, Ed Asner, I loved in that movie Up, and I just like him in a lot of other things. And I actually really enjoyed your interview with him this summer, I remember.
Thank you. You did a great job. So it doesn't sound like you're too broken up over BJ Thomas or Gavin McLeod.
No, I think it's very sad, but I will sleep tonight.
All right. Well, that is, hopefully our listeners can say the same thing. Thank you as always, Lauren.
Oh, yes. I just want to. Thank you for the reminder, Frank. I want to bring up one more time that you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. So call 844-753-SAVE.
We'll do 15 seconds of fame next, 1-800-848-9222. Be sure to follow Lauren on Instagram. If you're into pictures of kids, she's got a lot of great stuff on there. If you're, and I mean like in the G-rated sense. And if you're in, no, come on. I'm trying to plug your Instagram.
My children?
If you're into celebrity, well, you post a lot about them. If you're into celebrity stuff, that's great too. Lauren_interviews. A lot of terrific stuff on there. And, Lauren is just a wealth of information when it comes to entertainment and always a lot of creative photos. So Lauren_interviews on Instagram. Now, let me tell you about something that will improve the quality of your life. That is Life Change Tea. It's a product that I drink every day. It's a cold tea. It's specifically blended with a powerful herbal proprietary formula that gives you more energy without caffeine. It tastes great. There's no fillers. It cleanses you. It's a daily detox that cleanses you from the inside out. Their slogan is, the tea that makes you go. You can read the testimonials for yourself at GetTheTea.com. If you order some at GetTheTea.com, use the promo code Frank, you'll get to enjoy some free shipping. GetTheTea.com, promo code Frank. Go to GetTheTea.com, promo code Frank.